I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. On average, Juneau sees between 125 to 150 young people every year who experience homelessness. This summer, a new shelter opened as part of a partnership between the City and Borough of Juneau and the Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority. Here to talk about it is Jordan Nigro, the Youth Services Manager for the City and Borough of Juneau. Welcome to Juneau Afternoon, Jordan.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's been a while since you and I chatted on this show. Can you just please give us an update on the status of youth services here in Juneau and maybe how they've been impacted by the last year and a half of pandemic restrictions?
Yeah, so it's been quite a year for all of us, or almost 2 years now, I guess. We're just chugging along. The Youth Services Division of Parks and Rec has actually grown a fair amount. We have, as we'll talk about, we have opened a shelter in partnership with the Housing Authority, which is really exciting. Che'e Hat Hit is the name of the shelter, which means Spruce Root House, and Hune Lance Twitchell gave us that name, which was so generous of him. We have the shelter, and then we've been open at the youth center, at the drop-in center, through all of COVID, pretty much. We were closed in the beginning for, I think, about 6 weeks. And then we've been open since and serving youth. And we have our outreach and navigator positions. We brought on an additional navigator position, which is also for a project through Tlingit-Haida Region, in partnership with Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority, to support young transition age youth 18 to 24 in Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority's Rapid Rehousing Program. So they have a grant for rapid rehousing, and we have a grant to support the youth that are going into those houses. So that we help them find apartments, support them in the apartments. And then we also, have our BAM program starting back up. We did run BAM all through COVID, but in last school year when the schools were closed, we still did some BAM activities, which is our middle school after school program. We did all of that outside, and it was really fun. We did outdoor cooking. We partnered with some community folks to do a middle school cross-country program, which was really fun. We've never done that before. So it kind of like forced us to stretch and flex a bit in ways that we didn't really, expect. Our Youth Employment and Parks program, which is partnership with SAIL. With that program during COVID, we were able to double the amount of youth the first summer. This past summer, we went back to our regular. We had about 10 youth participate in the program this last summer. So, and then we did summer camps again this past summer. Last summer, we didn't run summer camps. But yeah, we've been very, very busy doing lots of stuff. Youth sports is, outdoor soccer is happening. We are unfortunately going to cancel. The EOC really recommended that we cancel our indoor soccer season because of COVID. So that's one thing that we aren't going to be doing. But otherwise, we have a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that so many activities you were already had up and running were pretty COVID safe, COVID friendly, mm-hmm. outdoor things, mm-hmm. physically distanced things. Mm-hmm. I want to talk some more about the Spruce Root House, Che'e Hat Hit. And you and I usually chat on this show about Zach Gordon Youth Center. I mean, in normal times, that's what we always talked about. And the focus there was just mm-hmm. keeping kiddos busy after school or during the summer. And now this new shelter focuses on young people experiencing homelessness. I just wondered if you could tell me what's the need for that in our community.
Well, you kind of spoke to it in the intro. We here, Juneau hasn't had a youth shelter for a couple years. And at Zach Gordon, we have a fair amount of teens who come in who struggle with housing. What that usually looks like in Juneau is couch surfing, which is, staying one night here, one night there. Sometimes kids end up in pretty unsafe situations just because it's a place that they can have as a place to stay. And so, we worked with quite a few community members through the Juneau Coalition on Housing and Homelessness, and just all kind of were trying to figure out like what can we do and how can this work, and a lot of providers really were like, well, we think that Zach Gordon would be a good partner to do it. And so that's what happened. So we have funding from we have a federal grant, we have some local grants, the Juneau Community Foundation is funding $150,000 towards the project, and we also have some funding through the Mental Health Trust. And so we've really, you know, worked hard to reach out, and the city has put some funds towards this project, of course, also. So yeah, we really see a need for it. The building that we're using is at 9290 Hurlock, and it has been a shelter in the past, and actually going way back, it was the Juneau Receiving Home. So it's served lots of roles. It's always served youth in need in this community. And so the partnership with the Housing Authority, they did a bunch of work on the building to get it ready for us, and they are really managing the property and we are managing the program. So that's kind of how that breaks down. And so right now there's a 4-bedroom apartment in the building, and then the shelter is 6 beds. So the apartment we will use for 18 to 20 year old youth that can live there for longer periods of time, you know, 3 to 6 months, and then we'll hope to get them out into the community, into their own apartments. And then the shelter is for youth 10 through 17, so up to 18. And that those beds are more temporary, so up to 21 days. And you know, we hope to like help them resolve the crisis that led to their placement, get them connected to services that they might need, support their family. A lot of times it's you know, family therapy, or maybe getting them connected with some behavioral health resources is what's needed. We have 2 youth advocates on staff who act as case managers for emergency crisis case managing. And then we have several staff on that are, you know, just providing skills development and helping kids to, you know, get out the door in the morning to school and debrief their day when they come back home, and they do, you know, exercises in the morning. And yeah, it's pretty, like, we've worked really hard to make the space as home-like as possible. So when kids come in, you know, they can, and the Housing Authority just did a wonderful job getting, like, there's beautiful art in the facility, and the Monday night quilters group donated quilts to us, so all the beds have handmade quilts. And you know, so we've really worked hard to create a space that if you are in a situation that feels, you know, stressful and traumatic, and that when you come in it will feel soothing and comfortable and safe. And so, yeah, that's kind of a bit about the shelter. I feel like I just talked a whole mouthful.
Well, maybe you can tell me how someone would access the resources. Is there an application process, minimum qualifications needed?
Yeah, so the shelter is an emergency shelter. So I mentioned that the address is at 9290 Hurlock. So for youth, if, you know, you are a teen and you need emergency shelter, if you don't have a place to stay, you can just come there. We love it if you know that you want to come, and you could and you can call us ahead of time, and we can set up an intake. And but if you are just in an emergency and you need a place to stay, you can just come. And the phone number to the shelter is 364-7481. So you can call. We've tried really hard to keep our intake process short. There are, of course, forms that you have to do when you come, because this is the nature of the work that we do. But we've really worked to pare down the intake process to be as unobtrusive as we can. And so, you know, if a youth comes in who is in that age group, age category between 10 and 17 or 10 and 18, we will settle them in. We'll do a little paperwork with them. We'll find out, you know, we do call family members, whoever the guardian is, and we'll have the guardian come in and do paperwork. One thing that we do not have funding for is to serve youth who are in custody of the state. So if a youth comes in who is in custody, we would, you know, call the social worker or the probation officer and figure out like what could the next plan be? Where could this youth go from here? We're really set up for youth who are in their parents' custody or their or they've, you know, kind of lost track of their guardian altogether, which sometimes might happen, but chances are there's, you know, we're all, kids are still in their parents' custody till they turn 18, unless something has otherwise changed that. So yeah, there's not, you don't have to apply. It's emergency shelter. And so you do for the apartment, if you're listening to this and you're 18 to 20 and you're like, I want to know about that apartment, come into Zach and talk to us about it. And we can, that is different. And that does have more of an application process, but the emergency shelter is just that, it's emergency. And our goal would be, you know, to get youth connected with resources. If they're going to school, keep their life as normal as possible. We'd still send you to school and figure out a plan from there.
The shelter has a lovely name, Sheikh Hit, the Spruce Root House. As you mentioned, it was given by Hune Lance Twitchell. What is the story there? What was the inspiration?
Yeah, so we, Lance was, and Jackie Peta, who is the Gaita Regional Housing Authority CEO, she and I and Lance and a few other folks all got together with the Youth Action Board, and which is a group of youth who have been very involved in getting the shelter going, and really were, you know, when we started talking about this potential of rapid rehousing and different needs for youth who are homeless or at risk of homelessness in Juneau, a big thing that the two things that we heard from youth are, we need transition aged housing for youth 18 to 24-ish, and we need emergency shelter. And so so those were the things that as a community we worked towards. And Lance brought forward this concept of Sheikhat Hit Spruce Root House name as this, you know, spruce trees. We talk a lot about the way spruce trees hold each other up, and their root systems are shallow, and they're shallow because they're all connected to each other. And so, you know, some trees, their root systems go really deep and they don't need to be connected to their neighbor. That will hold them up. But with spruce trees, their root system, they hold each other up. And that's really, we want the shelter, we want to think of the work we're doing in that way. And we want our youth in our community to know that we will hold them up and that they can hold each other up, and that we are all together as a community supporting them. And so Lance presented this idea to the youth and they just loved it. And if you want to practice saying this name or learn more about it, I would definitely suggest you go on to our website, which is cbjkids.org. And there's a beautiful video that Hune made for us. And it really speaks about the name and why this name is so perfect for this program. And we are really honored that he worked with us on this, and the kids love it, and we all love it. And
I think it's lovely.
Yeah. And just like, as it's so like, we really wanted something rooted in place, and it's just so great. Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't be more appropriate. Spruce Root.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. This is a great accomplishment for our community. So thanks to you and everyone for all the work they've done on the project. I think it's, you know, much needed and much appreciated. But I wanted to ask, what, with the time that we have left here, what else are you working on for youth services right now?
Yeah, so the other thing I wanted to mention is we are starting BAM back up for the school year. You know, BAM is our middle school after school program. It's both at Zontakihini and Floyd Dryden, and the programming is is free and fun, and we do it with a lot of partners. Last year, we didn't have a bunch of volunteers coming into the school. We ran most of the programs ourselves. We had a few volunteer things. But this year, we're going back to having volunteers. And so if you are interested in supporting our BAM program in any way, and you're listening to this, you can give us a call. Amanda Babin is the new BAM program coordinator, and Amanda is wonderful. And her phone number is 796-5811. Or you can call here at Zach or send us a message on Facebook. You know, we're always looking for people who like to do things with middle school age kids. And if you're not sure what that is, if you can cook, they love to cook. So cooking, we have stoves to do outdoor cooking if you're interested in that. You know, we're really cautious around COVID protocols and all of that. Everybody wears masks and we do lots of hand sanitizing, and it's really fun. And we're looking for volunteers. So if you're interested, let us know.
Oh, thanks so much, Jordan. Well, it's been really great talking with you today. I really appreciate all the information that you shared. And thanks again for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Shelley.
Take care, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
You too. Bye-bye.
Up next, the Juneau Arts and Culture Center is in the process of reopening. How you can help.